Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio episode. This is the old Rough Rider himself. Another great scintillating subject. Here it is. The wolf is at the door. Donald Trump's former presidential campaign manager, Paul Manafort, got a surprise visit at his Northern Virginia home yesterday morning when 12 FBI agents undertook a pre-dawn raid on his home and made off with various documents thought to contain evidence of criminal activity. The raid was instigated by Special Counsel Robert Mueller and was authorized by a judge who signed off on the search warrant shown to him by Mueller, which specified in great detail the precise documents they were after, activity on the part of Paul Manafort, and as such, in danger of being destroyed by Paul Manafort, unless and until obtained immediately and by complete total surprise. A mere subpoena would have given Paul Manafort time to destroy any and all such documents. Trump's own lawyer, John Dowd, a well-established D.C. lawyer, sent a vituperative email to the New York Times saying that the raid was an egregious miscarriage of justice. For one thing, Mr. Dowd is not Paul Manafort's attorney. He is Donald Trump's attorney. For another thing, anything said along these lines by inference implicates the president because it raises the specter that there likely was something in those papers that related to the president or that indirectly or directly implicates Mr. Trump in this whole tawdry. Silence is golden. The first rule of law is say no more than you absolutely have to. Mr. Dowd has said too much, and it does not bode well for his client, Donald Trump. The extreme nature of this raid by Robert Mueller and his 12 FBI agents in a pre-dawn, early morning action is a signal, a clear signal, that Mueller is taking no chances in any evidentiary material disappearing or any targets from falling through the cracks. It also shows the conviction Mueller has in himself and his mission, because such a decision to conduct a large pre-dawn raid carries with it enormous risks if it turns out, in fact, that Mueller and his special counsel's office has badly misjudged the ability of their target. Mueller is apparently running a very tight ship at an exceedingly high efficiency and is sending a powerful message to any and all principals that there are the likely target of his office, that the only game available to them is to fully cooperate or face the very real prospect of a long prison sentence. Joining Manafort in due course will be Michael Flynn. Back in February and March, Michael Flynn, through his counsel, indicated he was willing to appear before a Senate committee, but only if he was given blanket immunity. Now, his legal team better jettison that idea and face stark reality. Flynn's only true option is to cooperate without immunity or face the very real prospect that is being contemplated by Paul Manafort himself, a long prison sentence. The ice has now been broken, and Robert Mueller, special counsel, will now proceed with all deliberate speed. He's not going anywhere. He will not be fired, and he's definitely following the money trail. And all such trails ultimately lead back to the Oval Office. The degree of difficulty in having a judge sign off on a search warrant of this magnitude is far higher than that needed to obtain tax returns. So it is almost axiomatic that Robert Mueller, special counsel in the Trump-Russia collusion investigation, has by now already obtained some of Trump's tax records, and there's no reason why he couldn't have obtained as many as far back as 1977. So here it is, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and Mr. Trump, the wolf is now at your door, Mr. Trump. Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Rough Riders Radio. And as always, this is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home, and remember, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.